99 The Game, Sam Pritchard with you. For Key Studios in Midtown, have a Peachtree Street on this Independence holiday weekend that now includes Middle Sunday tennis at Wimbledon. And join us now to talk about that and more on WayForward.com hotline. It's Remember, it's now ready to join us on the WayForward.com hotline. Talking a little tennis and some grilling. Good morning to you, Rick.
Morning, Sam. Welcome to Breakfast at Wimbledon, I guess.
Breakfast at Wimbledon on Middle Sunday. We don't usually get this. It's a bit of a bonus for us to see some Middle Sunday tennis at Wimbledon.
It's a big bonus, and a big bonus for the fans over there that get to kind of the average sports fan gets to get in and watch tennis at Wimbledon. So this is only the fourth time this has happened at Wimbledon. It's a pretty big deal.
I remember seeing them some years past when they would get in there, and really they conduct themselves a little bit differently. I remember seeing in years past the fans doing the wave, something the normal fans of center court would never do. That's just part of the, I think, the fun. I think the players kind of enjoy it as well.
I think so, too, and I think just this is going to be compelling to watch today to see some great tennis, see how the fans react, and it's going to be a fun day.
Some unfinished business for some people there. John Isner could have closed things out with Sanga yesterday in straight sets, didn't get it done. You concerned about him going back on the court with Joe Wilfried Tsonga?
Yeah, it's going to be there's going to be a tiebreaker played at some point. That's going to mean a lot in that match. This is a big match for John, a chance for him to get to the second week here at Wimbledon for the first time, and he's playing pretty well. The Americans in general have been playing pretty well.
Really have been playing some great tennis, and he's on his way, of course, to return to playing the BB&T Atlanta Opener. Nick Kyrgios is going to be coming to play as well. He's going to be back on the court. He split the first two sets with Feliciano Lopez. I'm watching to see him get into the second week. I'm really got my eyes expecting a great second week from this guy.
I'm thinking the same thing you are, Sam. If he can get by this match, look out for him. He's a guy that's right to make a quarterfinal, semifinal, maybe even a final here, and that would be huge heading into Atlanta.
Yep, that's we're looking forward to having him come play here in Atlanta. Well, this is the July 4th holiday weekend, and we always have you always have some gadgetry or some new trends that you always introduce to us. People getting ready to take outside and get to the grill. You got some things you won't think people would enjoy working with, some ideas for us?
Yeah, Sam, I know you in the past you put pictures on social media of your grilling prowess there. So let's talk about a couple of these things. I know you know about the big green egg, Sam. It's,
yes.
It's actually the company's headquartered here in Norcross, so it's a local company. But it's a big, and when you talk about the big green egg, it's a big device, and it's hard to transport. So luckily now they're coming out with smaller versions of it. So now there is a mini green egg, which is about 10 inches in diameter, and it still will cook the same way, the same chicken or hot dogs or burgers or meat, but you can actually transport this. So this would be great for tailgating, or great to take camping or anywhere you go. So it's great to see the big green egg has become a little more mobile and a little more portable.
Well, that's something to be able to take one of those with you, because they're very special. People who have them, you know, you love going into the house because you know those things do an excellent job. So it would be nice to be able to take them along. What are the other suggestions you got for us?
One of the worst things about grilling is cleaning off the grill either before or after you get done. So actually, there is a robot now that will clean the gridiron of your grill. It's called the GrillBot, and it will. You just put it on there. It's more like a vacuum and a cleaning device. It'll clean the gutters and do all your grill maintenance as a robot. So just plug it in, put it on the grates. When you're done cooking, it'll get to work and clean all the little bits and pieces and all the burnt things off your grill. So it's I think this is a pretty cool price for a little over $100.
That's amazing, folks. We're just spending time with Rick Limpert this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell as he talks tennis, but he also is big on gadgets and things. We always talk to him, you know, when holidays come around. Of course, this is a holiday where we usually enjoy being out on the grill and preparing a meal. It's fun for our family and friends. And so Rick's got some good suggestions. You have some more?
Yeah, if you're going to be working the grill or going to be outdoors at all this weekend, maybe at the fireworks or maybe outside camping or anything, There's a company called Thermosol, which makes great camping equipment, but they also make mosquito lanterns and mosquito torches that are odorless, and they run out of butane cartridge, but they will keep the mosquitoes and the biting insects away from you in a 15 by 15 foot range. So anyone that's been outside this year knows the mosquitoes are bad. We all know that about the Zika virus and other problems that mosquitoes can cause either in Atlanta, Georgia, or around the world. So Thermosol has these lanterns. We'll keep the mosquitoes and biting insects away, and they started about $20, so a pretty good deal, a small price to pay for keeping your sanity out there.
Yeah, you don't want those to come and spoil your good time. That you're out there, you want to have some good time with family and friends, and you don't want people out there saying, "Hey, something just bite me." You don't want that at all. You got one more thing for us? Got something else to think about for yeah. Make grilling great?
Yeah, anyone that's going outside, whether you're playing sports or grilling, protect your eyes. Because this is a big thing. The sun is bright. There's a company called Rex, R-E-K-S. They make a unbreakable sunglasses. So if you're losing sunglasses, you're breaking sunglasses, they make six different unbreakable frame styles. They protect your eyes. And again, a great price point, $30 to $60, which is a fraction of what you pay for some of the other named sunglasses. So I love these.
Fantastic, fantastic. You have a place people can come and see, so all these different things that you mentioned.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning, Sam. My website, ricklimford.info, and actually I'm launching a new gadget and tech website. It's called wirelesswednesday.live, and I'll have a lot of my reviews and even incorporate some video things into that new website. So thanks for having me on, Sam.
That's fantastic, fantastic. You always have some great ideas for us, great suggestions for us. Enjoy that, and also enjoy Middle Sunday at Wimbledon. That's Rick Limpert joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline.
Where are you cooking at?
Me? I'm probably going to cook some at home.